Amen. Amen. God is good, and He's good all the time. I feel really honored to be able to be the last speaker on the last Sunday morning of 2018, and I feel blessed, and I feel honored, and I feel like it's a privilege. And so, you know what, man? God is so good. You know, 2018 was a year for me. It was a year of transition. It was a year of just saying, God, have your way. It was a year of yielding, and it was a year of knowing who I am in Jesus, knowing that I'm nothing without Him, and knowing that I'm really on to something when I'm with Him. And so, you know, let's go to Lamentations chapter 3. And we're going to start here at verse 21. And it says here, it says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." And you know, God said to me last night, He said, "Kelly, you need to bring some things back to your mind that I done brought you through in 2018. See, you can't get stale on the things that God is doing for you. He doesn't want you to forget what He brought you out of, because when you have a bad day, when you get weary, when you get numb, He wants you to call those things back to mind." And it says here in Lamentations chapter 3, it says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope, because of the Lord's great love." See, we've gotten to where when people say Jesus loves you, it doesn't mean anything to you because you've gotten yourself numb. But I'm here today to tell you that it's because of God's great love that He has for you that you made it through 2018. It's because of the things that God poured out Himself for you, the love and the provision and the favor that He poured them out. That's what got you through 2018. Amen. And it says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed." And you know, when I think about 2018, I think of every single thing that tried to consume me, Brother Sam. And you know what? I think of every time that the spirit of depression tried to come on me. I think of every time that anxiety tried to fill this heart. I think of every time that the devil tried to bring sickness to my body. I think of the time when I thought something had come up in me and it was cancer. I think of every time the devil tried to put a snare in 2018, and God said, "No, it's my great love, because you're not going to be consumed by this." And so, you know, when I think about 2018, I call some things to my mind, because Mary, it was the great love that God has poured out for His children, the only reason we weren't consumed. And so, you know what? Last night I began to say, "Mama Brenda, you know what? God, I'm going to enter your gates with some thanksgiving. I'm going to enter your courts with some praise." And so, you know what? If God has given you strength to stand today, stand to your feet, because you got something to be thankful for today. You got something, some praise to pour out to the living God today. See, did God get you anything? Did He get you through anything this year? See, what did He do for you? See, what are the things that you're trying to forget that He done did? The provision, the favor, the love of God. Man, when the thing that you thought was going to take you over, when you wallowed in your addiction, when you wallowed in sickness, when you wallowed in the depression, see, God ain't letting you be consumed. This ain't the consuming thing coming on you. This is victory of God. And so right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I thank You for Your comfort right now. God, that Your Spirit is falling on each person right now in the name of Jesus. God, You said you need a binder. And God, You said you need a looser. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose Your Holy Spirit right now all up in this place. I bind every spirit of confusion right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank You for victory all up in every situation in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank You right now for Your peace, God, and Your love. God, I thank You that You've healed everybody up in this place. God, You've restored joy right now in Jesus' name. God, that You've made a way. God, when there didn't seem like there was a way. Now, I don't hear any thinking going on. Are you thankful this year? Did God get you through something this year? Are you consumed, or did He bring you out? Amen. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for the Spirit of truth right now, God, that's coming right now. God, the Spirit of peace that's coming right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for 2019. God, it's a year of breakthrough for your people right now in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you that we're letting our things go right now in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Amen. Lamentations chapter 3. Verse 21, and it says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope, because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail." And I'm going to tell you that His arm isn't short to your situation, that He's not out of compassion for you, that He's not out of healing for you, that He's not out of provision for you, that He's not out of joy and peace of mind for you, but He's got it today. And there's things that happened to you in 2018 that, you know what, man, the devil had them stored up for you. The devil had them right there, but you weren't consumed, man. God protected you. God made a way, and He's going to continue to make a way. But you know what? I'm asking you this morning to call some things back to your mind. Because you know what? God has some things for you in 2019 that you didn't think were ever possible. I believe there's things that God told you a long time ago that He would do. There were visions where you saw yourself and you thought, why haven't those happened? God is bringing them about. And you know what? You got to call some things back into your memory and say, you know what? It's His great love that He had for me that I wasn't consumed. It's His great love that He has for me that's bringing those things about. Amen. It's time that we start taking this thing very personal, because God loves you. God has a good life for you. He has a hope for you, and He's bringing it about. And you know what? The heck with 2018. It is what it is, and it's almost over. I ain't sad to see it go. But you know what? I'm thankful for everything that it brought. Because you know what it brought, Brenda? It brought somebody I didn't know who I was until God brought it about. And you know what? God ain't finished. He's just getting started. He is just now. He's just getting it all worked out for you. The things that came up in 2018 that looked like they were going to break you. The things that looked like they were going to torment you. The things that you, man, there were things in 2018 happened. I'm not easily surprised. I'm pretty cynical. But there were things in 2018 I thought that would never happen. But you know what? The chips have fallen where they've fallen, and it's because of the great love of God that He didn't let those things consume us. It's been a year. We've buried people that we love dearly. We've seen things happen. We've seen the devil come in. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Every time the devil came in, the God that I serve, He came in. He made a way. He proved Himself over and over and over. You know what, man? This church has waited for 15 years to get that property. That happened this year. That was not by an accident. Amen. That was by the pure divine calling of God. The timing of God. God is not done with you. God is not done with your situation. He is still working on it. But I'm going to tell you something. I want every person in here to look up, because 2019, Mama Brenda, that's our year. You got to hold on to it, because it's your year of the things that you've asked God to do. And He said, hold on just a minute. I'm bringing them about. God hasn't left the scene. He hasn't abandoned you. He is right there with you. And you're going to have a good year. You're going to have a blessed year. You're going to have a year where you get it right. There's things that you thought, why can't I get this right? Why can't I move on from this battle? This is your year. This is the time. Amen. I love my nephew. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep him awake in this service or not, but I'm going to sure try. So it was because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning, and great is Your faithfulness. Let me tell you something. When you wake up on January 1st, you've got one more day to get this right. When you wake up on January 1st, Miss Mary, before you let your little toe touch the carpet, when you're getting out of bed, see, it says His mercies are new every morning. His love is new for you every morning. See, what I've done many times in 2018 is I've woke up with the new mercies of God, and I've chosen the old junk that I lived in day after day after day. And God says, when you wake up, you take my new love, you take my new mercy, my new grace for you, and you take it and you run with it, because it's going to take you to a place in your life where you've always wanted to be, where you never thought you could be, but I'm taking you there because I love you and I'm a faithful God to you. And it says, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. And I'm going to tell you something. God is your portion. He knows exactly, Cindy, the amount of what you have need of. He knows it. He knows every detail. He knows what it's going to take. He is your portion for everything in your life that needs Him to step in and make a move. He is that portion. And you know what? When the devil tries to come in and give you his portion, you got to reject that. Amen. Amen. If there's anything I've learned in the past couple of years, it's how to stop making do and hold out for what God really truly has. Now, there's a lot of people, something will come along, and you can make it work. And you say to yourself, I can make this work. And you're sitting there and you're trying to put that square peg in a round hole. And you keep trying till you shove it in there and it's kind of jankety up in there. If Sister Peggy was here, she would tell you right what that was called. Wouldn't she? I almost thank God she ain't, because Miss Nina, I can't compete with Peggy. Peggy tell it like it is. More than I do. If y'all didn't make it for that service, you really missed out. I'll never forget that. See Mama Brenda or me if you want the inside joke to that. But anyhow, it says, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you something. If I'm preaching to anybody right now, I'm preaching to me. But the Bible, it'll say little things like it's a good thing to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. When something comes up in your life, what I'm learning, and it ain't come easy, but I'm learning how to wait and wait quietly. Because you know what? The more that you give life to a situation that ain't going your way, the more you talk to everybody that you got about it, the more confused you're gonna be. The more double-minded you're gonna be, and you're gonna be confused. And you're going to not know which way to go. But I'm telling you right now, if you'll wait and you'll wait quietly, God is showing people right now which way to go. If you're listening to me on streaming or CD or whatever, bless your heart, I'm better in person. But you know what? Quiet yourself. Because man, in that quiet moment that you've got with the Lord, He's going to show you some things. I'll show you great and mighty things that you can't even imagine. But you got to quiet yourself. Don't give that situation life when God is wanting to put it to rest. He's already got an answer. He already knows what He's going to do. He needs you to quiet yourself so He can tell you what He's going to do. Amen. And so, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Let's go to verse 40, We use this in Celebrate Recovery. And I love Celebrate Recovery. I started out thinking this year that wasn't for me. I've ended the year knowing I may need a couple extra meetings throughout the week because it's for me. God will use things that you didn't think to correct you, to love on you. He's doing that so things don't consume you. This has been a mile marker, really, of a year. I was sitting in a Celebrate Recovery about 8 months ago, and that very day I was dealing with being torn up, with being destructive, self-destruction in my own life. And God got a hold of me, and before I knew it, I began to weep. Before I knew it, man, the presence of God came down. Before I knew it, Teresa, I was getting some things right with me. I was done making the excuses of why I was like I was. I started to just get it real. And I've tried this year to keep it real. Amen. And it says, let us examine our ways and test them. See, God's Word said is if you look at yourself, if you do some self-judging right there, I wouldn't have to. You got to look at yourself, look at where you're trying to go. Some of you know where you're trying to go, and you're doing things, you're making decisions that are taking you the opposite of the place that you want to go. God's telling you, I've done told you where I want you to go. I've done told you how to get there. You stop making them decisions that are getting you gone off on the right thing, wrong thing. You go where I want you to go, because in that place, there's blessing. In that place, there's the provision. In that place, so you think you're happy till you do it God's way. And then you think, how could I be so happy? I asked Jesus this year, I said, man, there's something funny going on with me. I'm feeling something strange. God said, Kelly, that's happiness. You ain't felt that in a long time, so you forgot what that is. But see, that's called fullness of joy. See, and it'll come up into your life, but you may have to stand in some hard places. You may have to be uncomfortable. But you know what? 2019 is a year of breakthrough for you. It's a year, man, of God just doing some things, putting His hand on the situation because you've been faithful, because you stood in those hard places, because you made some decisions that you didn't want to make, because you stood when nobody else would stood. You showed up when nobody else would show up. You loved on God when you didn't feel like it. You came in here and you served when you felt like backsliding. See, that is true Christianity right there in a nutshell. And it says, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. See, if you've gotten from God, if you've made decisions that you say, yeah, that's me. I've made decisions that's getting me going off from where I don't, you know, return. See, we make this big deal, and how do I get back to Jesus? Simplification here. Man, go back to the place where you know you had it, where you knew you were in His will. Go back right there and say, I messed up. I'm not going to be condemned. I'll be convicted, but I won't be condemned. I messed up, but I've come back, and here I am. I'm here to start again. See, return to the Lord. And let us lift up our hearts and our hands. See, you're not going to get nothing without praising God. You're not going to get into His gates. You're not going to get into His presence. You're not going to get into His divine will. You're not going to get into where He wants you to be without thanksgiving and without praise. That's why we just did that. Because, see, some of you ain't felt God all week. See, you got to exercise the presence of God. Because if you don't, you're going to get stale. And if you get stale, 2019 going to be hard for you. But God doesn't want it to be. He wants it to be the year of your breakthrough. And so let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven. Let's go to Psalms chapter 16. We're going to look at verses 5 through 11. I'm trying to be up here today a little bit. It's probably a good thing I am, because I'm kind of like that mule we used to have, Abraham. I'm just spitting and snotting like, I don't know, it's coming out. So Psalms chapter 16, we're going to look at verses 5. And it says, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. And if God is saying one thing to you today about 2019, He's telling you to stop being insecure. I get one amen on that. I'll take it. Thank you. God doesn't want you to live in a place of insecurity. He wants you to know that your lot is secure. The things that God has for you, the doors that He'll open, no man will be able to shut. See, you think if you do everything right, if you do this, if you do that. See, God's love for you is not a conditional thing. He loves you unconditionally. Go with God. If you've been away from God, return to Him because He want to take you places today. Okay? And it says, you have made my lot secure and the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. See? God has some boundaries for the people that call themselves children of God. See, the devil can't just come up into your life because he wants to. He's got boundary lines. That's why you got to stay in there and stick with God. Amen? Man, when the enemy comes up into my life, I want God to throw down some boundaries or else I'll be consumed. But see, we just read where it's the love of God that causes you not to be consumed. But you know what? We gotta decide right here and right now. See, how do you want to live for the next year? What do you want to do? What do you want it to be? Do you want to go places or do you want to stay in the same spot? And it says, the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. And I want to tell you, there's not a better counselor than Jesus. And I have referred to this verse so many times this year because, Angel, so many times the devil has tried to even interfere with my spirit while I was sleeping. And you know what? God threw in some verses in His Word for people that have issues sleeping. If that ain't your problem, thank God. Thank God for it. Because that in itself is a blessing. But you know what? The Word of God says, even at night, my heart instructs me. See, when you've had a day and the devil's come in, if you'll let yourself rest, if you'll enter into that rest, see, when you let yourself rest, the Holy Spirit is going to come in, even when you're sleeping. There's been so many times where I went to bed tormented but woke up with the answer. Why? Because you know what? The devil doesn't have the last say. He don't. And it says, I have set the Lord always before me. That's a key for you this year. Set God before you. Set Him before yourself. Put Him in the place where you know He deserves to be and keep Him there. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand and I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices and my body will also rest secure. Even your body has to line up and be secure. Even that. And it says, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence. See, some of us have had a lot of sadness in 2018. We've had a lot of stress, a lot of pain, and a lot of agony. And you know what? The best way to empty yourself of that is to get in His presence and love on Jesus. Because what is going to happen is, see, that stuff, none of that stuff can stay when you're in the presence of God. See, it has to go. The two cannot abide there together. Stress from the devil and blessing from God. See, the two do not coexist. You got to get yourself in the presence of God so He can fill you up See, and He'll begin to fill you up. And see, that stuff's going to come out of you. It wants to stay. It wants to hold you back. But see, if you'll practice getting in the presence of God, that stuff does not have a choice. It has to go. Amen. But some of us have gotten used to having that in our lives. And we wouldn't know if we felt happiness because we don't even know what that feels like anymore. Amen. And so you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence and with eternal pleasures at your right hand. And sometimes we lose track of what this is all about, but don't kid yourself. This is a temporary gig down here. You're going to a place where there's not any tears. You're going to a place where there's not any sickness. You're going to a place where there's not turmoil and strife and division. So look up. Get yourself in the position for God to bless you in this year, because that's what He wants to do with you. Let's go to Psalms chapter 23. I love this passage. I love it more and more the older I get. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." See, some of the waters that y'all have walked across and walked by this year in 2018, they ain't been quiet. They've ripped your heart out. They've made you grieve. They've made you stressed. They've hurt. They've just, But I'm going to tell you something. God wants you to walk beside some quiet waters this year. He wants to take you to a place where you realize, man, that it was Him that didn't let it consume you. But the waters that He has for us this year are quiet. He restores my soul, and He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, some of the things that you've had to walk through this year, you didn't know you had it in you to do it, first of all. Isn't that amazing? How when you feel like you've been stretched, sometimes this year I felt, God, I don't know if I can be that woman. God, I don't know if I can turn the other cheek. God, I just don't know about that. But you know what? I've had moments, Teresa, where God said, Kelly, you can take this one more day. Amen. See, when you think you're done for, God will give you a supernatural ability to see it on through. He'll bring you from the valley to the mountain. And you have to remember and stand on God's word where it says every valley will be raised up. That means what you're going through right now, it is not permanent. It's temporary. And that valley, it has to come up. There's some things that we got to work on. Work on being in His presence. Work on thanking God. Man, when you feel sick and tired of being sick and tired and you feel left down and you feel abandoned and you feel horrible about some things and you have questions about things, God, why did this happen? Thank God. Thank Him. Praise Him. Alrighty. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Dad's been telling me this for about 6 months. And it's not that I have a lot of enemies, because I don't, but the couple that I have, they make me want to be a hypocrite. I'm just going to leave it at that. And God will get you, and He'll get your attention on some things. See, He's gotten my attention on the enemy subject this year. And on November the 19th, I ordered a table. And I've been looking forward to this table since before November the 19th, because I studied on this specific table for about 3 or 4 months. And when I get it in this head of mine, what I want, that's it. That's the only thing going to make me happy. And I've waited till December the 29th. I got that Christmas tree moved out. I got it all. Got the floor steam. Got it going on. Them guys, they called me Saturday morning. I said, I'll be here with bells on. I'm waiting for you right now. Delivering that truck come up in my driveway. I'm ready for it. They get that thing out. Before I even seen that, something in my spirit said, that ain't your table. Now look, I don't take disappointment real well. And I don't hardly ever take no for an answer. They got that out and I said, now are you sure that's my table? It was in the same collection. See, a lot of things, they'll look like you can make do. You feel me? They said, yeah, when we're done with it, it's going to come out your table. They started screwing on a piece, and Teresa, I knew that wasn't my table. I said, now let me show you the picture, and if you tell me that's going to come out looking like this, man, that must be the best whatever. They said, no, ma'am, that ain't yours. I said, well, I knew the moment y'all got here, it wasn't. They said, this is a better table. This is that. See, they were trying to get me to keep that thing. They said, well, if you want to reject the table, let's just leave it in your house for a couple days. Let me tell you something. When something comes up in your house and it ain't what you ordered, if it's the lie from the devil and the devil trying to get you to believe that, sister, you send it back to hell where it came from. I said, you get that table out of this house. I didn't order that. I ain't making do with it. I ain't going to make it work. Because every time I see something that I made do with, I'm going to remember, Brother Mike, that it wasn't right from the get-go. Dad came in. He wanted to see my table. I said, that table ain't here. I said, you've been saying for the past 6 months that God is going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Dad, the table ain't come. And I shut the door and I just laughed. And the Spirit of God said, Kelly, you got it right. The table ain't here yet. Will you wait for it? I said, God, I'll wait for that table because you are preparing a table. It is in the presence of my enemies. Why not so I can show off? But angel, God's going to get the glory because if God can get somebody like me, Mike, to truly forgive, He's done something. Because this girl's got a problem with that. But you know what? Man, God will get you doing some things you didn't think you were capable of. Stop accepting things that you didn't want. Stop trying to make them work out. Stop trying to sit there and okay, it's not exactly. I said, no, you're not leaving that table here. You're taking it. See, what they didn't want to do is take it apart. They didn't know if they could get it out the door. And I said, I don't care how you get it out the door. But you're not leaving it here. Amen. Last place for me. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 19. And it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and His glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard. I'm going to tell you, if you don't catch anything that I've said this morning in 2019, 2019 is the standard that God has raised up for His people. You go with it. You love on God. You get to that place where you know you're in the right place with Him. And you go with the year that God is going to give you. Amen? All right.
Give Jesus a praise. Come on. I think what you need to take away from this is you need to know what's yours. Kelly was absolutely sure that wasn't her table. Now, Father, help everybody to see what you showed me. Let's go to the airport. You're picking somebody up from the airport. Have you ever done that? And you go to where their luggage is. Or you've just been on a flight. You get off. And you go to where the conveyor belt is, where your suitcase is going to be. Now, you're either one or the other. She could feel it. She could feel it wasn't my table. Now, which are you? Because this is going to mean a lot in 2019. Now, if you're there and you want to help somebody get their stuff that you picked up at the airport and the conveyor belt comes, you say, is that yours? Is that your piece of luggage? Is that that bag you were talking? Is this it? Or you're not a freaking retard. You were on the airplane and you know what's yours. Do you know what's yours? Do you know what's yours in 2019? The Lord says, I want you to embrace and take hold of what's yours in 2019. It's surely coming. How many of you know what's yours right now? If you know what's yours right now, I want you to stand up. If you know what you're looking for, I want you to stand up. If you know what you're looking for now, I want you to come right up here in front of me. And I'm going to talk to you. Do you know what's yours? Now look here, when it comes, are you going to know it's yours? When it comes down a conveyor belt, I'll tell you, when that happens, there's some flappers. And everything comes out of them flappers. Huh? I'm watching the flappers. Because I can tell mine. And see, I don't want it to go back in there and I have to wait. Have you ever missed your and then you got to wait again? Do you know what's yours? Do you know what's yours? I can promise you this. It's coming in 2019. You need to be looking for it. You need to know what's yours. And you've got to have the courage. When something comes along that's not yours, to say, no, it's not coming to my house. You're not keeping it here. Take it away. I reject it. I refuse it. I know what's mine. Everybody's up here. Everybody's up here. Put that in your heart. Put that in your heart. I want you to look in your heart. I want you to look at what's yours. I want you to see it. Those of you that are listening to me by stream or CD, do you know what's yours? I want you to take a look in your heart and know what's yours. And it shall surely come to you. And when it does, if it's not yours, reject it. If you're not sure, look at it, and if it's not yours, reject it. Don't keep it. Don't take it. Because, see, you get in the wrong relationship that's not yours, and it'll mess your life up for more time. You buy the wrong whatever, and you're making payments. I want you to know. Now take your neighbors by the hand. We're going to close. Father, in Jesus' name, help us, Lord, as you have kept me from every sickness, you've kept me from every disease and car accident and malady, as you have kept me away from the will of my enemies, keep these that have come forward full of hope, full of faith right now. Lord God, burn on their hearts the identity of what's about to come that belongs to them. Help them also to be able to see what Satan's going to try to put in their lives that's really the wrong table, the wrong thing. Help them to be able to differentiate. Help them to be able to see. In Jesus' name, everybody look at me. Could you feel that? Could God make it any more plainer? When it comes down the pike, make sure it's yours. If it's yours, don't let it get by you. Get it. If it's not yours, let it go. And now lift up your hands. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His power, His love, His blessing upon your life and your family's life, everything you own, your pathway ahead of you, and give you a peace and prosperity in 2019 like never before. Everyone said amen. God bless you. Go with the confidence that God has spoken to you in this service.